Nick and Jake. A nostalgic look back at those halcyon days of the McCarthy era. A journey through literature and history, starring Alan Arkin, Tom Conti, and Ally McGraw. Previously on Nick and Jake, Brett made a promise to the Shah.
By this time next week, we'll be sitting in your lap on Peacock Throne.
Marjorie told Nick about the new man in her life.
He's an executive with Welch's Grape Juice, and he's been working with Mr. Welch to start a new anti-communist society that will continue Senator McCarthy's fine work.
Apartment C, 14 and a half McDougal Street, New York, April 14th, 1953. Dear Nick, I found Trimalchio in West Egg at the Strand Bookstore, and I read it through in one sitting, and I loved it. It's everything that I love about you. I mean, like so much about you. Beautiful language, wise insights, and such wonderful sympathy for how people can make mistakes, and it only makes them more human. I can just feel the love you have for all your characters, even the awful ones like Tom. I wonder, was Jordan based on Mrs. Carraway at all? You're a wonderful writer. I just wish you had written more novels. Well, it's not too late. I believe there can be second acts in all our lives. Ruth Brown, her full name is, took me to a recording session yesterday. I was secretly hoping she'd ask me to sing backup on it, but then I got there, and I listened to the musicians Jerry had there, and the backup singers, and I was praying they wouldn't. Needless to say, they didn't. She recorded 4 songs. I loved them all, but the one I liked best was called Mama, He Treats Your Daughter Mean. Now, I can sing about mamas and daughters, but not like that. When Ruth sang it, you just knew she wasn't really calling her mama for help. It's like, when she sings Mama, she's just telling the world she's got problems with a no-good man, but she's proud that she's woman enough to handle them. I wonder if I'll ever be woman enough to sing a song like that. After the session, she took me up to a nightclub in Harlem called Small's Paradise. There was a jazz quartet playing there, and they asked Ruth to get up and sing a number with them. She sang You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me, and it took my breath away. It's so different from the way she sings at the recording session, and so different from the way I've ever heard that song. It seemed, oh, here's where I realized I don't know anything about music, and I have so much to learn. But it seemed to me like it was different with the musicians. In the recording studio, singing the blues, she seemed to be listening to the rhythm section and singing with them. But at Small's Paradise, she seemed to be listening to all the instruments and almost becoming one with them. I've never felt music like I felt it that night. I don't know if I could ever learn to do it, not the way Ruthie does. But there's something about New York that makes you feel like you can reinvent yourself and everything is possible. I wish you were here. Wishing, Ronnie. P.S. Jerry has given me records by Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, Dinah Washington, Chris Connor, and Anita O'Day, and I'm spending the day listening to them.
Encrypted and Decoded 415 from Irving Kristol to Larry Darrell. Darrell, here's the latest batch of headline stories, news feature items, and editorials for the Tehran Press. We need a checklist on our plans. Remember, this can't go wrong. We'll only get one chance at that crying commie. Kristol.
Encrypted and Decoded 415 from Larry Darrell to Irving Crystal. Crystal, stories dispatched to the local press. Military salted with our men, ready for the coup. Gang of thugs roaming the streets, breaking windows, shouting, "Down with Mossadegh." Now we've unleashed a second gang of bigger, uglier thugs to beat up the first gang and shout, "Mossadegh forever. Communism for Iran." Sympathy for the anti-Mossadegh thugs? Chaos and panic in the streets. Darrell.
Encrypted and Decoded, 415, from I. Crystal to L. Darrell. It had better be enough. Crystal.
Encrypted and Decoded, 415, from L. Darrell to I. Crystal. Irving, you're turning into an old woman. Darrell.
Hotel de l'Odeon, Paris, April 15, 1953, by messenger to the Paris Herald Tribune. Jake, notes, ideas, pieces. I don't remember Trimalchio being this hard to lift off the ground. It was hard to sustain, Lord knows, although even then huge chunks of it seemed to right themselves, until I went back and looked at them and discovered that they needed a whole lot more help from me before they were ready to go out into the world. But I never had any doubts about what I wanted to write or where it was heading. Maybe it had to do with being young and foolish, but mostly I suspect it was because I really didn't know I was going to be writing a novel. I just knew I had this story that I had to lay out in front of me. Now it's just the reverse. I know I want to write something. I want to find characters and let them loose on a story. I want to hold a mirror up to the world. I want to make a difference. I want to explore corners of the human psyche, and I want to unleash the power of words to illuminate the darkness and find paths around corners and discover uncharted islands where the natives practice customs no one has ever heard of before. I want words that will seduce women and turn grown men into boys again. I know that it matters, and I don't have a story. Ideas, by all means, will-o'-the-wisp ideas, prickles of current, waiting to turn of a sudden to St. Elmo's fire and turn my typewriter into a blaze of light. And you're right. I don't want to turn a microscope on the flea circus of advertising. They can make you itch, but magnified to the 100th degree, they're still just performing fleas. So, I'm looking for a character. I've been thinking about Alden. He's the one I perhaps need most to understand. I wonder if I could write a novel from the point of view of a young man like him, of a boy, in the process of becoming a young man. I was thinking of the year that we sent Alden to an Eastern prep school, which he left abruptly before the end of the semester, went into New York, and wandered around, haunted by the sense that the world was full of phonies. There's a character, maybe not a character I know well enough. And is it enough of a story? Or do I need a story at all? What if I create the Nick that never was? Did you know that after Jimmy Gatz died, and I went home and moved back in with my parents and did all that soul-searching, which wound up being Trimalchio, I almost said the hell with it all, I was on the brink of just dropping everything and hoboing it around the country. I wonder if I could recreate that alter ego. Maybe make him younger, change the time frame. A World War II vet chasing along on the road from one end of the country to the other. What do you think? Do I have anything yet? Anything worth pursuing? I keep thinking I'll know it when I hit it. But what if I don't? Spinning like a top. Nick.
Nick and Jake was written and directed by Jonathan Richards and Tad Richards, with music by Dave Grusin. Featured in the cast were Tom Conti as Nick Carraway, Natasha Warner as Ronnie Gilchrist, Jack Caffrey as Irving Kristol, and Alan Nebelthaw as Larry Darrell. Tune in next time to hear Christine say,
"You silly old bear. If you can't say it, I can. I love you."